On today's episode, we're going to be talking a lot about mindset. We're going to be going over things like the witch's wound. We're going to be looking at cycle syncing, gratitude, desire, and so much more. So don't go anywhere. All right, hello and welcome to today's episode of the Intuitive Femme Network. Today we're talking about mindset. So I'm not going to lie, I have notes over here because there's some really, really important stuff that I want to cover in today's podcast. When we think about mindset, what is the first thing that comes to you? Is it like fear, lack of mindset? Is it about having a positive attitude? Is it about raising your vibration? Is it gratitude? What is it that you think about when you hear the word mindset? Wherever you're watching this video or listening to this, if you're able to comment, I'd love to hear from you about what your attachment and thought is when it comes to mindset. Okay. That's going to be really, really interesting, I feel like, to hear from everyone, because when it comes to mindset, there are so many different components. So this is why I have my notes, because I want to make sure that I touch on a lot of very important things today in today's podcast. All right. The first thing I want to talk about is this fear of showing up. I see this so much in the feminine entrepreneur online coaching community, and I hear it a lot where women are very afraid of showing up in their business. They say that they don't know what to say. They're afraid of upsetting people. They're afraid of trolls. They're afraid that no one's going to like what they have to say and they won't get any engagement. So there's a lot of different reasons why we're seeing this fear of showing up. And I want to help you understand that this boils down to one thing. This boils down to what's referred to as the witch's wound. Okay. Now for some, they might hear this and they're like, witch, oh my gosh, what? Like, I'm not a witch. It has nothing to do with being a witch. It has nothing to do with any of that. What it has to do with is the old perceived persecution from being accused of being a witch, okay? So we carry this within us from our ancestors. We inherit this from our ancestors, okay? This is scientifically proven that we inherit, I believe it's up to 9 generations, okay? So there's a really good book actually about this, about the inherited trauma. And I believe it's called It Didn't Start With Me. I'll try to link it somewhere, but it's very, very good when it's talking about this inherited trauma that we pull into our own bodies through our DNA and we hold it there. It's just where we have these fears that were like, I don't even know where this fear came from, right? This fear of water, claustrophobia. I used to have a really, really big fear of fire when I was a child until I learned that either a past life version of me or an ancestor of mine died in a fire. And that was really like, oh my gosh, super eye-opening. And then the fear went away once I figured that out. So understanding that we have this inherited persecution wound within us is really, really helpful for us to start being able to identify, well, what is it that I'm really afraid of? Am I afraid of the rejection? Because in the past, when we were rejected, right, from our communities, that meant life or death. Like, we needed our communities back in the day. Like, if we were cast out, where did all our resources go? How did we get food? How did we get anything that we needed, right? We were shunned. We were made to wear the scarlet letter, right? So it was like this big fear of, oh my gosh, my entire life will be over if I say or do the wrong thing, right? So we have this carrying over into this lifetime where, what if I say or do the wrong thing? What if I'm betrayed? What if I'm persecuted? What if I'm abandoned by people that I thought were on my side or that loved me? What if I what if I, right? And so all of these thoughts and these fears start spinning in our mind, right? And we're terrified. We're terrified. And this is what creates these blocks when it comes to us showing up. Because in reality, showing up and creating content is actually very, very simple when we have the right strategy in place, right? And this is what I teach you inside the Intuitive Femme framework, which is the $7 guide that I share very openly, which is the entire framework for how to build a sustainable, successful female business in the online coaching space, okay? But when we follow those strategies, creating content and knowing what to say, it's so simple. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fear. It has to do with the fear that is in our bodies, all right? So understanding that is very, very important. And the first thing we need to do to really break down this witch's wood energy, this fear energy within our bodies, is to start to pinpoint, what am I exactly afraid of? Okay? This is really important. Am I afraid of the rejection? Am I afraid that I'm going to say something wrong and be persecuted? What is it that we are really, truly afraid of? Understanding that is going to be a very important part of the puzzle to help us overcome this fear. Huge part of the puzzle. Then, once we understand this fear, so maybe it's, I'm afraid, I'm a dragon archetype. Okay, so I created the Witch's Wood Archetypes quiz, and I am a dragon. All right, so my biggest fear for that archetype is betrayal. I'm afraid I'm going to be betrayed. Okay, this is something I've worked on healing for years and years and years. Hence why I've now gotten to the point where I very openly share my entire framework for building a successful online coaching business, okay? So I freely share that. But in the past, I had to really look at that. What am I afraid will happen if I start sharing what it is that I know? I was afraid someone would copy me. I was afraid that someone else would take what I made and prosper from it, right? And take credit for it and then prosper from it. There were several other things, but it was all within that realm, right? So I had to do the work to get it to the point where I realized anybody at any point could copy what we create, right? They could copy our frameworks. They could copy our programs. They could copy our copy. But at the end of the day, they cannot copy us, right? And when someone comes into one of my higher ticket programs, they come there to work with me. They don't come there for the exact strategies or the exact frameworks, because let's be real, everyone is unique. Everyone needs a unique and different strategy. So having that blanket framework, yes, it will help you get where you need to go. But what happens in those moments where we need to customize a strategy? What happens in those moments when we're struggling with mindset and our belief in ourselves, our courage, our conviction, our why? What happens then, right? This is why we choose coaches. So at the end of the day, I had to realize no one can copy me. No one can copy me. And so that helped me feel safer and more secure in showing up and sharing my knowledge. So understanding your archetype will be very helpful, and I'll make sure to link that archetype quiz somewhere, hopefully that everyone can find it. But understanding that and understanding the core wound, that's going to be very, very helpful in overcoming this fear of showing up in our businesses, okay? Now, let's move on to the next thing. The next thing I want to talk about when it comes to mindset actually has to do with our physical bodies. Women are so hard on themselves because we're constantly fluctuating. And because we're in this 28-ish, 29-day cycle of constant change, we feel like we're supposed to still show up the same every day. Like the patriarchal society tells us we should, because that's how men are. Men have a 24-hour cycle. We have a 28 to 29-day cycle. Some are 25, some are 32, but on average, we're around the 28 to 29, just like the moon, okay? So through those times, we are going to change a lot, all right? Our energy will change. Our mood will change. Our motivation will change. There's so many things that change. And so I want to cover really quickly in this episode how to cycle sync your business with your own cycle. So the first thing that you're going to need to do is you're going to need to make sure that you're tracking your cycle. Okay? These are for women who are still menstruating. All right? For those that have moved past that phase in their life, you're going to cycle with the moon. All right? So starting with the moon and cycling through the moon phases. Now, I'm going to be completely honest. I don't remember off the top of my head what moon phase equals which cycle phase. Okay? But there's so much research out there now. There's a lot of information out there now. You can find that for yourself. So as we go through this cycle, all right, we're going to have more motivation sometimes. We're going to have more times that we are needing to rest. All right, so let's look at this from a season's perspective. Our cycle starts on day one of our bleed, all right? So that is day one, the day that we start bleeding. And then through that time period, most people have 3 to 5 days of menstruation, some up to 7, some up to even 10, depending on their hormones. Okay. But in those first, we'll say 7 days. Okay. In those first days, that's the menstrual phase. And I'm actually going to pull up my notes that I have here on my phone that I have personally taken through my own research, because I want to make sure that I give you the exact correct information. Okay. So we go through that menstrual phase. And that lasts, I'm going to go ahead and share. For me, it's 1 to 5. Okay. Once we go through that phase, we then move into the follicular phase. Okay. That is up until our ovulation window. So for some, that might be longer, some might be shorter. I only have a 25-day cycle, so mine is shorter. Okay. For those that have a 30-day cycle, you're going to have a longer follicular phase and you're going to have a longer luteal phase. Okay. But we have menstruation, follicular, ovulation, which is a 5-day window. And then our luteal, which is after ovulation window closes and up until our next bleed. We are very different during all of those times in our cycle. All right. Very, very different. For example, as we menstruate, we're going to find that in the beginning of that menstruation, we're tired, right? That makes sense, right? Our body is like detoxing, really. It's shedding out a lot of stuff. That is a time where we need to nurture ourselves. That's also going to be considered winter. All right. So in winter, we're resting. Okay. We're resting. We're nurturing. We're healing. So when we're in our businesses, even with our workouts, even with our diet, okay, we need to think about these different things. But in our businesses, because that's what I'm going to talk about, we need to make sure that we're allowing ourselves to have some time, mostly in the first couple days, probably not the full 5 to 7 or however long, okay? But in those first couple days where we're feeling really, right, bogged down, we need to make sure that we are prioritizing rest and nurturing ourselves. As we move more into our follicular phase, this is when we're going to start to notice that we have more ideas, okay? We have more creativity. This is because our hormones are changing. They're starting to rise for our ovulation period. So through this, as our estrogen is going up, okay, we're going to get more ideas. We're going to feel more creative. This is spring, okay? Things are growing. things are starting to bloom. So this is going to be a really good time in our businesses to check and evaluate numbers. Okay, once a month, right? During this time, how are my numbers? What's going on here? What's my closing rate? What's happening with this funnel? How is this going? Okay, very important time for that. Then we move into ovulation, which is like summertime. Okay, this is when we have the most energy. This is when our hormones are at the highest. We've got the most testosterone. So we're going. All right, this is a time that if you need to build out a program, if you need to create sales pages, if you need to do anything like that, this is the time to hammer it out. Get to it. You're going to be the most focused. This is the time to really make sure that you're booking sales calls, discovery calls. You're just going to be on. Okay, moving into the last phase, which is the luteal phase, that is going to be setting us up in a time of starting to wind down. So the first few days of that, we still have some energy. We're still kind of coming off our hormone high. But then as we slow down and get closer to menstruation again, we're going to start sleeping, resting, nurturing again. All right. So making sure that we're setting our businesses up in a way that support our cycle and support our hormones is going to be really important, because this is how we connect into desire. Okay. I say this so much when it comes to mindset in our businesses. We have to make sure that we are operating and creating from a space of desire, not from fear, not from lack, not from obligation, right? I make the analogy all the time when it comes to our intimate life, right? Which is better? Participating in intimacy when you're feeling all like, I want to do this. Is this good? I'm into this. Or when you feel obligated. Right? It doesn't really do it for us. So what's going to have a better result? When we do it from a place of desire and pleasure and joy and creativity, curiosity, right? Or when we're participating in something because we feel like we have to do it. It's going to be the same in our businesses. All right. So if we make sure that we're creating in the right times and resting in the right times and acknowledging, hey, this is why I'm feeling more discouraged in my business right now because of where my hormones are. And they're asking me to take a step back and to rest. Okay, so I know that this is temporary. This is why I'm feeling like way up here when it comes to my business and feeling so positive and creative and et cetera, right? So understanding how all of those are affecting us, this is going to be very important. Think about it. When we have a body that is running efficiently, we've got our hormones going. We've got estrogen and progesterone in really good balances. We've got a little bit of that testosterone coming in, making us feel powerful and strong. Estrogen helping us feel creative. Progesterone helping us feel calm, tapping into our pleasure with oxytocin. We've got all of these beautiful chemicals operating within our body. Those chemicals are essential for us to be able to show up at our best. And when we're in a space of stress and fear and lack and survival mode in that lizard brain, right? That makes cortisol rise and it shuts down all of our sex hormones. So this is why I say, if we're trying to create from a space of lack and fear, we are only going to create more lack and fear. We cannot connect into our desire, into our heart, into our womb space, into our intuition. This is why prioritizing our energetics is so important. It is essential if we're wanting to create and sustain a very beautiful business that is designed to support us in a feminine way. Right. So it's not just about strategy in the back end framework. It is about really making sure that we are nurturing and nourishing ourselves so that we can show up in the most aligned way for our clients, for our content, for our classes, when we're creating our programs. So understanding where we are and all of that is going to be really important. So I want to give you some numbers right here. All right. Let me break this down. I have my notes here again because I took them personally for myself. Let's make sure that you know how to figure out where you are. One, you can download an app called Flow Living. They have a free option. And you sync in your cycle information. If you have not been tracking your cycle, start. Okay? Start doing it. Very important. But you can use that free app to understand, like, where am I at this point in my cycle? But on average, here's how it goes. We'll talk about like a 29-day cycle. Okay? So that's around the moon. All right? So days 1 through about, we'll say like 5 to 7, whenever you stop bleeding, okay, that's your menstruation phase. So days 1 through whenever you're done. Then days from that point up until your ovulation window, that is going to be your follicular phase. Ovulation window is next, that's 5 days. And then from there, you have the luteal, which is going to be from the end of that 5-day ovulation window up until your next bleed. Now, one of the easiest ways to calculate this is we usually ovulate around, it's like 16 days before we bleed. So if you know when your last period was, you can count backwards. And know, okay, so let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. That is the day that your ovulation window starts. Okay? So 16 days. That's how we know, depending on how long our cycles are, it doesn't matter. So the time between that day and your last day of bleeding, that is where you are in the follicular phase. Okay. And then from that day as well, you count 5 days. And then the gap between that 5 days and the next day that you bleed, that is your luteal phase. All right. Now it's a little confusing. Just get the app. It's so much easier. Okay. And they also have some tips and stuff. And I don't get anything from recommending that app, but I just think it's so important for us to make sure that we are cycling our business with our own body and with our own needs. Okay. Super, super important. All right, so we talked about, I'm checking my notes. I really want to make sure that I cover everything for you all. All right, the next thing I want to talk about is being connected into our gratitude, into our heart, okay? It's really important that we keep our vibration high. So I talked about how to do that in like the 3D with syncing our cycle and our businesses, making sure that we're prioritizing our energetics, making sure that we're doing what we need to do to feel safe and supported and connected, okay? Very, very important. And a really, really strong way to do this is to connect into gratitude, okay? Remember something important. Water holds memories, okay? So with that knowledge and knowing that we're 60% water, we need to make sure that we're being very mindful about what we're saying, right? Even what we're thinking when it comes to our businesses, when it comes to ourselves, when it comes to our money, our worthiness, etc. So if we're making sure that we're keeping ourselves in a space of gratitude, we are raising our vibration. When we raise our vibration, we attract more positive experiences, more money, more clients, etc. Okay? So gratitude is not just a thing of, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that. It's a thing of saying a blessing over our food before we eat it. It's a thing of making sure that we pivot our mindset to when we see something that provides contrast to us, that we're able to pivot that and say, oh, okay, instead of feeling frustrated that I don't have this thing or that this thing is upsetting me, I need to pivot that around and find a way to be grateful. Okay, so example, we see someone who's driving the car that we really want. Maybe we're having trouble with our car and we keep seeing people driving the car that we want. We can easily go into the space of, oh, why do they get to have that car and I can't have this car, right? Or we can look at it and go, oh my gosh, I'm so excited that I keep seeing this car everywhere. It just means that it's getting closer and closer to being mine. Thank you, thank you, thank you, right? Same thing with the relationship. Same thing when you see people celebrate their business and say, oh, I just, you know, had a 25K month, instead of thinking, oh, how do they do that? Why can't I do that? Right? We sit there and go, oh my God, I'm so grateful to know that that's possible. Holy crap, right? This is possible to have a 25K month. I'm so excited that that could be me, right? Very, very different. This is how we keep our vibration up. This is how we stay in alignment with our goals. And so this is the last thing that I want to talk about on today's episode. I try to keep these around 30 minutes. Intention. Okay. Intention is so important. I don't really like using the word goals because I feel like that can put us too much into masculine energy where it's like, I gotta make this happen by this time, etc. When we have intention, we get very clear on our desire, right? What is it that I want to create? What is it that feels really yummy to me? What is it that I want to enjoy and have pleasure in experiencing? Okay. Ooh, right? That feels good in our feminine bodies. Now, because I know that I want to experience this thing, I have an intention of experiencing this. I have an intention of calling this into my experience. How could I help that to come in, right? Maybe it's getting more clients. So, okay, I have this intention of getting more clients. So what do I need to do to get more clients? What are things that I can set into motion that are going to help me get more clients? Well, I could probably post more. How do I post more if I'm already struggling with content, right? So the intention, I want more clients. I know that there's something I need to do to help me get more clients. I need to post more, but I'm having trouble posting because I'm feeling disconnected. Ah, okay. That's clearing things up. So what do I need to do to get connected, right? What do I need to do to reconnect into my body so that I can get the guidance, so I can get the inspiration, so that I can be creative, so that I can be showing up in a nurturing, supportive way, right? So having this intention and setting intentions for ourselves and for our business are very, very important when it comes to our mindset. All right, so that is what I have for you today. I feel like this is an episode that you're going to want to save. Highlight it, favorite it, whatever it is that you want to do, because this is some really, really important information that we need to make sure that we are sticking with and following through with. All right. Of course, if you have any questions or need support, please reach out. If you need to grab my Intuitive Femme framework, look for it somewhere in the description, or in the comments of this podcast episode, wherever it's hosted. It goes to all different places, right? Keep a lookout for that. It should be in the description of the actual podcast as well. So you could snag it there to follow along with everything that we're doing. But until next time, I look forward to seeing everyone. Thank you so much.